Hebrews chapter 10. And I've been thanking the Lord in so many things, but one of the themes, as you know, I don't know how many months or years, but just been such a joy and rejoicing to the realization to have faith in His faithfulness. Faith in His faithfulness. You know? It's just, I mean, that's the mark, you know, because it's just what it is. But I believe it's expressed very clearly in that, in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 23. It says there, "Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for He is faithful that promised." Isn't that wonderful? It's such a precious verse. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. Just stand. Stand, withstand, having done all to stand. And as it says here, for He is faithful that promised. Notice, as we get going, it is just holding fast the profession of our faith. Truly, that's mighty. The simplicity, if you will, Paul's finishing statement, "I have kept the faith." That's what that is. The profession of that faith. That faith. That same testimony of the Church of Philadelphia in Revelation chapter 3. "Thou hast kept my word." Then it goes on to say, "Thou hast kept the word of my patience." Isn't that wonderful? The testimony of the profession, keeping the profession of our faith without wavering. See, there's something about being confident in the profession of your faith, isn't it? See, we can profess faith, but when it's yours, because it's been given. And why has it been given? Because it's the very life we live, amen? "The life I live by the faith of the Son of God." I love that. I'm glad it's not my faith. I'm glad it's not your faith. But I'm so glad that we all live by the faith of the Son of God. See, without that life of Christ in us, we can't believe. Do you realize that? Isn't that so? It has to be that life. It has to be the new man. That new man comes in, and all the potential of all the fullness of faith is right there. Everything, praise God. Yea, the deep things of God. It's all there. Now, how sweet this is. You think again, "Thou hast kept the word of my patience. Thou hast kept my word." As Paul, as those Philadelphia saints, they didn't do anything. They stand fast in the profession of our faith. They're confident in nothing else except He is faithful that promised. He is faithful that promised. That's everything. Because if I'm, again, going to be confident about my steadfastness or my faithfulness, I'm gonna be greatly disappointed. Disappointed to, if you will say, an extent that the devil can get me so down in me. But once again, how could I ever be down in He that is faithful that promised? Amen. And we're talking about God. He is faithful that promised. He is faithful. That's why, praise God, His name is faithful and true. He, get this, He, the Word, is faithful. Faith in His Word. Faith in His faithfulness. It's the same difference. His faithfulness is His Word. All right? So that's faithful to you. That's faithful to you. This word is faithful to you. And it's there. But by the grace of God, will you believe? Will you have faith in the faithful word that is faithful to you? Praise the Lord. Aren't you thankful to cast all your care upon him. Yes. See, that's I cast in that care. Because I know this guy. This guy ain't going to believe. This guy is not going to continue to walk. This guy's not. Oh, this is a tough one. But no, wait. Faithful is he. Amen. Faithful is he that is promised. And see, it's not just that he's faithful. He promised. And who did he promise? He promised us. Because that's the plan of God. He promised you. It's incredible, isn't it? He didn't deserve to promise me nothing. But he can't deny himself. It's just too good, isn't it? Because you see how the plan of God set it so. That, again, honey, now quit. I forgave your iniquities for my sake. And I sit there and go, Lord, this is your plan. This is your will, purpose, all of these things. And you're so thankful. But how wonderful. As we come in and we feed upon the bread of life. We feed upon the word of his grace. We feed upon, by the Spirit, yea, the deep things of God. And as we continue to feed on that, what happens? We remain confident, don't we? We remain assured. We don't waver. We may hurt. We may cry out. But by the grace of God, we're not wavering. No. There's something about those Philly saints. There's just something about them. You know? And from the first day until now. Amen, Derek?
Amen.
You from Philly. You know it. And that's just the grace of God that's with you.
Amen.
But it's like, you know, and brother, we know this. And you can say it, why me? We all had, if you will, we had a gang with us that came in. Brothers, sisters, whatever it is, you know what I mean. We grew up here, Aaron. Why are you still here? Amen. I'm good saying, you know what? I'm it. I know he said, I'll have grace upon whom I'll have grace. I'll have mercy upon whom I'll have mercy. I'm going to say that. Praise God. I'm glad that I know that I'm it. I know that he has given that. He's given that to me. I'm not ashamed of his grace. And I can testify to you real clear. It wasn't my faithfulness because I don't have any. But I'm so thankful that I know that in his faithfulness, he promised.
Hallelujah.
See, and that's the peace that we have. Do you see that? That's the joy and peace in believing. It's not joy and peace in doing. It's not joy and peace in keeping. It's joy and peace in believing. And what am I believing? Once again, I'm believing in his faithfulness. Do you see how simple this is? But do you see how this isn't preached? Because the only way you're going to lay hold of this is when you just settle down and you fall in love. Because just our nature is we want to be doing, and yet all he wants us to do is to be hearing. And that's the truth. Will you hear me? You know? And hear my love to you. And it's just something that the Spirit has to do because he that hath an ear, let the Spirit. Yeah. Let the Spirit. Now, we remain confident, we remain assured in his faithfulness. And what we're assured and confident in is that his word, the word of his grace, is building the masterpiece in my life for him. I believe that. I rest assured in that. As by the grace of God, we feed on this. We are quickened in mind always that these are his promises. And his promises are yea and amen.
Amen.
I go to him. And I'm thankful. It's not that I provoke him with his promises. I thank him for his promises. I rejoice in his promises. Amen. And He is faithful and true to those promises. And how powerful that the promises of God will flood our heart and strengthen us. And we're talking about being the weakest of vessels. In times, men would be completely overcome. And I've seen a lot of Christian men and women. I've seen some very famous ones. Some things tragically happen. But then what man expects is them to respond as man. I would rather let God respond. And let God do it. Now that's not going to be popular with those that are going in man's mind. But it sure is going to be satisfied to those that are going in God's ways. Amen. And there will always be that fight. Always. Because only the word of his grace can cause you to yield to the Spirit. Without it, you're going to yield to the flesh. And that's what's going to happen. I love the verse that says, if we be otherwise minded, he'll make that known to us. You know, and I found times in my life that there were moments, for a moment, I did not know. You know what I'm saying? Where you're like, oh, Lord, this is rough. I don't necessarily know how to feel. I don't know how to do. Honey. Yeah. I'll let you know. And it's always going to be through the word of God. We know this. I don't need anybody to come and tell me, well, I've got the word of the Lord for you today. God didn't tell me. So until he tells me, you go keep that one to yourself. People. People got to be people, don't we? Amen. But see, the Lord strengthens us in times we would be overcome as a man or mankind. But us in Christ are more than conquerors. We know that. And you think about your life. And by the grace of God, Christ in you has conquered every foe. Every foe. People have thought you're down and out. People still think you're down and out. People think you're crazy. People think a lot of different things. But I thank God that I let his mind be in me. And living that truth, I know if he be for me, who or what can be against me? You thank the Lord as you have children, you have a spouse, you have ones that you love so much. You learn to be absolutely confident in that. Because you can't do it for somebody else. But then you learn you can't do it for you. But the Lord has to teach you through others oftentimes that you love so much that, my goodness, I couldn't even pull my own bootstraps up. You know that. How can I get myself out of that quicksand? I'm just sinking. More I wiggle, more I sink. So, here is so wonderful. In Christ it says, mountain be removed. And I believe that. Faith in his faithfulness to me. Faith in his faithfulness to me. And here is the faithfulness of God. So wonderful. I believe it even gets more breathtaking in so many different scriptures. But going over to 2 Corinthians 6:16. And I love this. It just assures us an even greater meaning of his faithfulness. Now listen to this. Think again. He is faithful that promised. Now think of what he tells us here. And he tells us this in many different ways. But I love how it tells us in 2 Corinthians 6:16. And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them. And I will be their God, and they shall be my people. But listen to that. I will dwell in them, and I will walk in them. And that's just incredible. Now, this is God speaking to us. This is God's plan. This is his doing. Again, you talk about the faith and his faithfulness. He's so faithful, he's not just on the throne as God. And I'm talking about God the Father. And obviously, thanks be to God, our precious Savior, he's on the right hand. But he's not just there. He's in me. And he walks in me. Now, once again, this is the life of Christ in us, brothers and sisters. Very God, a very God life. That power. I thank the Lord for this. And he dwells in us. He lives in us. He abides in us. And praise be to God, he walks in me. We live by the faith of the Son of God, his faithfulness. Now you think about his faithfulness. How faithful is his faithfulness? It's completely pure, isn't it? It's completely confident. Think about the statements the Lord made about his Father as he dwelt as man. That life lives in you. When you say you can't believe past something, he already can. He already did. You ever just pray like that? And say, Lord, you can. You live in me. You walk in me. Having problems in something in your life? Lord, you walk in me. You walk in me. Know this life that lives in us. Think about how complete that life is, how obedient that life is, how loving that life is, and on and on and on. And that life walks in you. Now, once again, we think about these babies being born here. The capacity to grow up, achieve the highest of education, experiences, the benefits, to be a mature, productive human. It's all there. All they have to do is grow up. Now, we understand they can't just be set aside and grow up. They need factors such as love. They need to be nurtured. They need training, etc., etc., etc. But here for us in one simple, all-glorious package, this gospel for us, the life of Jesus Christ lives in you to fully grow up into him in all things. Amen. I mean, it's all right there. So as the enemy, see, the devil is the author of lies. All he's going to do is lie to you. All he's going to do is lie. And remember, he's got to even be permitted to lie to you. So don't ever give him any credit. I don't need to talk to him. Don't need to discuss nothing with him. I don't need to. Because you know why? Because the Lord fights my battles. I don't need to address that stuff. I'd rather talk to Jesus than talk to the enemy. You see what I'm saying? I don't have time for that. That's, to me, I understand. The Lord has you on a chain. And God is going to use you to tempt different things in my life for perfection. That's one thing. That's it. That's all you're used for. You're a tool. You're a tool. Amen. So that's why I want to spend my time and all my time visiting with the I Am. Listen to that. Spend your time with that. Now, the question is, how much will we let God walk in us? Listen to that. God's walking in you. Sometimes I hear so much, well, you know, I've got to walk. I've got to walk. How about letting God walk? Can you do anything? You can't. See, if the enemy can get just a little fiber of you in there, oh, he can work with that. But when I go over here and I say, you know what? I can't do nothing. I know who walks in me. I know whose faithfulness it is. I know whose grace it is. I know whose strength it is. I know whose mind it is. I know whose power it is. And it ain't some far off. It's right in here. Amen. Praise God. And how it's all set afire is it just has to be fed. Got to feed feed that fire. And here we are, thanks be to God, getting the word of his grace, getting the word of his grace. We're like a trough, you know, just hogs in there. And it's true. And I thank the Lord. And would you just keep eating it? And you eat. God will take care of your friend, your love, whatever. You you eat. You want others to be encouraged, get strong in the Lord. Now listen to this. I love God walking in my life because when He's walking, it's a miracle. And it is. When He's walking, my life is supernatural. When He's walking, praise God, there's something going on in me that's willing and doing of His good pleasure. And it's always exciting because I don't know what He's going to do. I'm so thankful not to plan stuff. I don't plan. God gives. Here you show up. And we're going to have fellowship. And I'm going to be confident in Him. He's going to allow the Spirit to quicken my words. It's going to be His might, His power. He's going to give the words that's going to effectually work and move the life of Christ in you. And I see Him do it. And it's marvelous. We don't know what to say. We don't even know how to speak. My goodness, I don't even know how to pray. But I know one thing. I know where all the utterance comes from. And then in that, I have no doubt, and I come in complete confidence of Him, and He's going to do it. And I thank the Lord how He always does. But see, how could I ever want to be walking when I have Him walking in me? Yeah, this whole life, I mean, Mike, oh my. You got phones to plan your life. You got calendars to plan your life. You've got alarms. Bob had one here a minute ago. He just does that in case he falls asleep in here. He wakes up. I appreciate it, Bob. But you see how it's just trying to... This, as we've been fed so rightly, this is an organism. It's alive. And it's abundant. And you don't structure this thing. You don't, well, this is what we expect. We ain't going to do that. No. And it's not to be ornery or a rebel or something like that. It's to go with God and to grow. I'm excited to see what He wants to show us. I thank the Lord. Lord, where are we going to go? What you going to take us to see? You know? But, once again, His life walking in us. His faithfulness leading you. His power guiding you. Faithful is He that promised. You know, they call it the mic drop. You know, boom. And it is. Think of that. What else could you say? There isn't anything else to say. That is how faithful He is. And all He wants is your praise and thanksgiving. And just to enjoy learning and growing how faithful He is. Amen. Amen. Now, as we wrap this up, the question is, again, the question is, how much are you going to let Him walk? There's really no more to be said. Lord, help my unbelief. Let me believe more. See, you're either going to believe and live joy and peace, or you're going to keep living by what you see or what you feel. And I'll tell you what'll come. Gloom, fear, and torment. And you'll be frustrated. And you'll go in a circle. It's exactly what happens. Your nature is to return to your own vomit just like a dog. That's your nature. Amen. But you got a new one. You got a new one. Faith in His faithfulness. The God who perfects that which concerns you. Oh, brothers and sisters, all the enemy wants to do is to get you to look at your natural life in the eyes of natural life. And if he can do that, he's got you. He'll get you any way he can. You'll either start to get an ego, you'll start to get depressed, You'll get discouraged. You'll get bitter. You look at somebody else. You'll either, oh, look at me, or my goodness, how could God give me this life?
Amen.
He perfects that which concerns you. Now, let me ask you something. By the grace of God, when you meet him in the air and you embrace him as bridegroom, was there anything else you would have wanted different in this life? One thing different? One thing? Would you want to go back and say, but Lord, I... That's how perfect it is right now. Sister knows that. That's... He perfects it. And all he wants you to do is believe it. He tells us these things. He's promised us this. He is faithful and true. He withholds nothing good from our lives. And oh, how we need to encourage one another, don't we, brothers and sisters? You see what supplying joints do. Because if the Lord tarry, we're going to have things. We're all going to have things. And they're going to hurt. But God's going to supply more. He's going to do it over and over. He's going to bring beauty for ashes. And he always does that. Always does it. He said, I'll work all things together. I work all things together. All things work together for good to them that love God. You realize how much you got it made? Do you really praise him that your life is a gold mine? Now, you don't need to stand in the mirror to do that. That actually could discourage you. Your life's a gold mine. Treasures this world cannot see, nor has any idea of the wealth untold. They can't see it, but you do. They don't have any idea what it is, but it's certain to you as we rejoice this morning. You know it, and you believe it. And if it was any other way, it wouldn't be the fullness of him. Isn't that something? To be filled with all the fullness of God, to be filled with all the fullness of him. See, if it was any other way but grace and mercy, it wouldn't be him. It's all his plan. Amen? Right? It's all his purpose. Amen. It's all his providing, because he provides everything. Amen. And it's all his power that performs it all. Amen. Amen. Christ in you, the hope of glory. I'm thankful I believe it. There's some ways I still don't really get it. But I'll tell you what, I've got faith in it. And the more faith I have in it all the time, I get a little bit more. But man, Bob, we're going to have a body like unto his own. I mean, like him. Like him body. And it's still going to take all eternity. And it'll still exhaust that. So, all he wants of us, all he wants of us is to believe. To believe in that. It's not by sight, is it? That's the greatest battle. Is we have the most incredible, glorious promises. We have exceeding great and precious promises. We have a better thing than even those of the Old Testament. I thrill for my brethren of the Old Testament. I thank God because I know that the Lord used their lives. They testified to me of those things that were hidden, the mysteries. They testified to me of the faithfulness of God,
amen,
the value of waiting and being patient and putting all your confidence in God. They testified to me that God never lies.
Amen.
They testified to me that, you know what? All those around you probably ain't going to be around you. But there's nothing to be compared. And they all testified that. There's nothing to be compared with the God that loves you. And I thank God because it's by grace and it's through grace. And truly, Lord, I want to believe more. I want to delight more in your faithfulness that you promised me. I want to delight more. I want to believe more in the faithfulness that you promised me. And I thank God. You know what, brothers and sisters? It's all here.
Amen.
It's all here. And by the grace of God, just to take it all. Amen. If you tarry, it's a good week. It's a good week. Don't waver. Stand fast in the profession of our faith. Isn't it a beautiful faith? Most glorious, most holy. Full assurance, believing. Thank you, Jesus. Let's stand, be dismissed.